I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The insurgency in Afghanistan is getting stronger. That's the assessment of a top UN envoy, and it's backed up by the facts. The special envoy to Afghanistan, Kai Ida, said that today the Taliban have extended their reach, and he pointed out that the number of attacks in the country has reached a six-year high. Such trends have forced the U.S. military to re-examine its strategy. A small troop increase is expected next year, but the Pentagon needs more than soldiers. It's been turning to a group of non-military professionals for help. The World's Quill Lawrence explains.
The province of Khost in eastern Afghanistan along the Pakistani border has been living through an increase of violence. The NATO base here, Camp Salerno, was nicknamed Rocket City for all the incoming fire it's taken. It's acknowledged that the area needs more troops to provide security, but the American-led soldiers here put more emphasis on how those troops are used. Each week, the heads of Khost's government and security forces meet with their counterparts from the American base to discuss priorities for security and reconstruction. According to the brigade commander, Colonel Pete Johnson, the issue is to find the right people to meet.
Well, central to our strategy is identifying the key population. And the population that is key are those that are along the major lines of communication between the centers of commerce and those populations that have tremendous amount of influence.
But figuring out who the real power brokers are is easier said than done. In the small province of Khost alone, there are at least a dozen important tribes to consider. To understand them, the Army is turning to a group not usually associated with warfare, academics.
One of the things we try to bring to it is a more nuanced version. In a war zone, people tend to think of things in black and white. You know, the so-and-sos are all bad.
Ron is a professor of anthropology at an American university. He didn't want his full name used. More about that in a minute. Ron is part of a project called the Human Terrain System, contracted by the Pentagon to embed teams of social scientists in combat units. Ron says the goal is to help the military use less force and make fewer mistakes.
I think the U.S. military has gone through a real, I won't say rebirth, but I think they're very cognizant that counterinsurgency is a whole different ball game than, you know, speeding from Kuwait up to Baghdad. I think that's soaked in. Certainly it's soaked into everybody probably from the rank of major down. They're aware of that.
And being aware keeps the troops from blundering into local feuds, says U.S. Army Major Alex Wells, the head of the team.
When they would have a source to say that, okay, there's bad guys over in that area, the viewpoint that we show is that whether there's any friction between those two elements, whether it's between villages, between tribes, and to take that into consideration before they conduct their kinetic operations. It's oftentimes, I'm sure you've heard that in some cases, or some of the coalition operations have, you know, suffered a lot of civilian casualties, mainly due to, I guess, bad blood between two areas. One would accuse the other of something, and then, of course, coalition forces would act on it, and it'll result in negative things.
It goes both ways, according to Ron. He says his job is to translate between the culture of the U.S. and that of Afghanistan.
You could take something like democracy, for instance. When we hear the word democracy, we have very positive feelings. Because of propaganda from the Taliban and others, when they hear the word democracy, they've been told that it means we're going to take away your religion, we're going to destroy your culture, things like this.
The project is not without controversy. In fact, the American Association of Anthropology has expressed concern that taking part in the project is unethical. It makes anthropologists indistinguishable from soldiers, and that implies that Afghan interviewees are speaking under duress. More importantly, the association says anthropological research can eventually be used for targeting. Because of that acrimony, none of the academics on the team in Khost wanted their full names used. Ron says his critics in the profession are hypocritical.
For years, social scientists have taken the army, the military, the government to task for not understanding local cultures when they make decisions. And here we are trying to give the military, the government, a more nuanced appreciation of local cultures. So some people have attacked the whole concept. I find that fairly disingenuous, but it does happen. But it feels good. It feels like you're actually trying to make a difference in the world, trying to save some lives, trying to help people make more informed decisions. It feels good.
The convictions of this particular team were galvanized last May when they lost one of their number to an improvised explosive device, an IED.
Michael V. Bhatia arrived in Afghanistan in October of 2007 to work with the human terrain team, and he was killed in May 2008 in Sabari District by an IED that actually ended up killing two other soldiers.
Audrey, another anthropologist on the team, says Bhatia had spent years studying the region, and his death reinforced her dedication to the project.
We all, as a team, carried him. We felt the weight of his body. We all carried him into an ambulance, you know, and escorted his body to the plane, put the body on the plane, and then, you know, I look at what we're doing very differently now. I look at those flags at half-mast very differently now. If we can lead to less soldiers being killed, then, you know, it's a job well done. And if we can lead to less Afghans being killed, then it's also a job well done.
Another human terrain researcher was killed in Iraq over the summer. The program has been praised by General David Petraeus, now in charge of military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. But even proponents admit that the project brings the military only a small step closer to understanding the complex cultures and peoples they're trying to win over. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence, host, Afghanistan.